Thank you, everyone.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Peter Gross. I'm in for Peter Sagal, fulfilling Wait Wait's strict Peter quota. In just a minute, Carl sits down to a meal of rhyme rib in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you about this week's news. All right, Roy, this question is for you. The French police force is looking for new recruits, and for the first time, they're accepting applications from people who are what?
Who are criminals.
Not exactly. They're people who before they deemed that they did not measure up to being cops.
They're short.
Exactly right.
Oh.
That is right.
Whoa.
France has ended a centuries-old restriction that barred people under 5 feet 3 inches tall from joining the police force.
Huh.
And what prompted the change, we don't know. Maybe President Sarkozy wanted to do a good deed for his diminutive brethren. Mm-hmm. Or it's possible that there was a rash of very short criminals that were escaping taller police officers by hiding in small spaces. Quick, follow that jewel thief down the sewer. But Captain, we are far too tall of you. Get stuck in there. Azout alors, that tiny criminal has gotten away.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And what about Napoleon? I thought he was supposed to be short. Wasn't he French?
He was. He was both short and French.
Yeah.
He's the most famous short French person there is.
Yeah. Well,
but he was not in the police.
That's perhaps what made him so angry.
Right. Yeah.
If he had only let him into the police, he wouldn't have had to...
conquer Europe.
Yeah. He would have had a reason to live.
He would have arrested Europe. Up against the wall, Europe!
All right, take it easy, Napoleon. Roy, this week the family of Irish World War I vet Michael Keogh discovered his missing memoirs. And in a monumental case of good news, bad news, they learned that Keogh heroically saved a man from being killed by angry rioters back in World War I. That's the good news. The bad news is that the man he saved turned out to be who?
Well, you know, this is... you never know whom you're saving. You know, it could have been somebody who was not going to be worth saving, but you don't know. You see a guy getting kicked to death.
Sure.
He has a funny little mustache.
Sure, sure.
You wouldn't, just because he has a funny little mustache that looks kind of irritatingly funny little mustache and his hair kind of comes down almost over one eye, you still wouldn't let people kick him to death.
Sure, but sure. It's your obligation to save him.
If you knew he was going to turn out to be Hitler, you might just say, kick away.
Well, that is absolutely right. The man that he saved was Adolf Hitler.
Yep. Oh, wow.
And now you know the rest of the story.
It was 1919, and as Roy said, Hitler was getting beat up at a political rally.
Not in Dublin, I hope.
No, this soldier had wound up crossing sides and was in Germany and was working for some sort of German police force and saw Hitler getting beaten up. And, you know, he didn't say, I'm Hitler, I'm going to go on to really mess everything up.
Bigger things.
Yeah. His family is going to publish the memoirs that they found, because they were long-lost memoirs, with the working title, You Try to Do Something Nice. Paula...
Yeah.
This week, we read about a classic work of world literature that is making its debut in audiobook form. Mm. What book will you finally be able to listen to?
A classic book of world literature?
It's very, very old. I'll give you a hint. The narrator uses 64 different voices for each of the 64 positions.
The Joy of Sex?
Close. It's more visual.
You have to
visual.
Translate that into Hindi.
Hindu Joy of Sex?
Think two-dimensional Hindu figures going at it.
Mm-hmm. Why would I know about that book?
Either of you could say
Audio's Kama Sutra.
The Kama Sutra, exactly right.
I've never heard of that.
What? Oh, my gosh. You need to start reading your ancient erotic literature.
I don't read ancient erotic literature.
Well, you don't have to now. You can just listen to it.
That's right. If you're tired of your fellow commuters giving you the stink eye every time you whip out your copy of the Kama Sutra on the train... Well, now you can perfect your snake trap technique or brush up on the elephant posture all in the privacy of your earbuds. But listen, you don't need to spend your money on the fancy Kama Sutra audiobook, because you can get the same advice from any number of audiobooks that are already available. Let's listen. This is Rudy Giuliani.
Avoid making eye contact.
That's a decent advice. There's some more coming from Larry King.
Anything goes.
And he has proven that over and over again. Oh, and of course, there's even Sarah Palin.
It reminded me of how impatient I am. When are they going to ramp up drilling?